Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's see if we can get it going. Here we go. What does that remind you of? Kind of reminds you of the burgundy and gold on game day up in Wisconsin, kind of trying to figure it out, get our thing together. For those of you over 50 years old in age, you kind of been there and you've been through it. You battle tested. For the toddlers, BTH, what's that stuff he said? BTP and the younger faculties, brace yourself. The 2025 season is officially underway. This is not last year's team. Tried to warn you, but then again, it's a warm and fuzzy feeling. You win 12 games, you're in a championship game, you lose to the Eagles. I mean, you don't have to hide your gear anymore. You don't have to hide your face. Your self-esteem was restored. You've been kicked in the teeth by the Eagle fans, Cowboy fans, even the Giant fans, as arrogant as they are. And all of a sudden, you felt good about yourself. Then you come out and you beat the Giants. How good the Giants are? Well, you'll evaluate that on your own because it really doesn't matter. What you know for a fact right now is that you got your teeth kicked in by the Green Bay Packers. Period. For this season right now, you can't touch them. They beat you on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. I don't care how talented you think you are. What you fail to prove is that you're grit tough, and that's what had been your trademark. I never expected you not to post. I knew you could lose the game, but to not to post, to get swarmed, to get knocked off the ball, to miss tackles, to have a quarterback run you over on the sidelines. And, of course, I'm not emotional about this at all because I get it. We lost the first five games of the season one year. Seeing that we've won the first five, and it doesn't really apply to the outcome. You are developing this season's team right before our eyes. You can wear all the gear. You can paint yourself cranberry. You can do whatever you want to do. But unless we stick to the principles, and that is we win the line of scrimmage, the games are going to be tough to win. I don't care who you play. And if you're predictable on third down, talk about creativity. My God. So you got to show up and then show out. You knew going in, it shouldn't have caught you by surprise. You was the Fred Sanford of the league in terms of your age. You're the oldest team in the league. Now, all that feels good when we're not playing a game. You're doing an autograph session. You know, you're doing an event, a promo. All that's great. Future Hall of Famer this, future Hall of Famer that. What in the heck does that have to do with your team right now? You know what that is? It gets you in trouble. It gets you in trouble. You can come up with all the catchy sayings you want. Green Bay didn't give a you-know-what about you at all. Did you not know? Did you forget how good Parsons is? And he's probably better now because he's incentivized and he's filthy rich. This dude came off the ball quicker than the LT. I need you to call me today and tell me, who have you seen come off the ball with that type of... It was a viciousness about this dude. This dude really came off the ball as if his life depended on it. There was a desperation in how he approached getting to the quarterback. You know why? Because they were scared to death of JD5. He scared the dickens out of them. And they came out. And you can say what you want to say. Your eyes usually don't lie. Just be honest with yourself. They forced us into being uncomfortable. Now, you can chip about the game plan. I leave that up to Sheehan and that big guy about what we did. What we did is historically, you can trace it in terms of what we did, because history, that's the beauty about it. It's out in black and white. We thought that we would have more, and I hoped we'd have more Bates tearing up 11's left thigh or right thigh based on if they flipped him on the side. Bates was injured. That's not an excuse. So who was next up? Well, okay, I can fantasize a little bit. It's called Jumbo. Maybe you needed to be in goal line. You needed to be in anything other than what you were actually in, because that didn't work. I don't care if you got a rookie starting. You picked him. That's not an excuse. It's no dishonor to need help. A lot of guys need help when you're playing against a freak. What did you forget? It's called freak on freak. If you don't have one, that's your fault. Then you double. It's not Parsons' first game. How have people had success? Well, I'm not going to say what should have been. I'm not a coach. You had the option to go JD5 versus number one. When people have gotten him in a trick bag, a la Philadelphia, they've made him make a decision. It's called run-pass option. So I know we got a lot of warriors that have not been in not one live battle, but are highly critical of everything that doesn't work. I'm not one of those people. My eyes don't lie. You've got a guy you cannot, and as I'll honor the late, great Ken Beatrice, cannot, can't block him one-on-one. You can fake like you think you can, but you can't, and you didn't. So what is your option B? Okay, if you have a remedy, let's throw it out. Because we want our team to win. Maybe they're listening. All I'm saying is that you don't get off the hook because you can't stop somebody. It's your job to stop people or to derail them or to not let them have their best game of the year against you. Where's the adjustment? I've heard a lot of the experts talking about, who should have started? The guy you think is best for the position. Is it a crime for a rookie to be overwhelmed? No, it's called rookie. Okay? And you act like you're a rookie, too, if you can't sense that and came up with an option. So here's what I wonder. Everybody is evaluated by somebody. Everybody has that meeting and go, okay, whether it's owner to coach, coach to coordinators, coordinators to position coaches. Everybody has got to be evaluated. I'd give 2 nickels to hear what the plan was. I'd start off the meeting by, hey, man, you know what they call it? They call it Tell the Truth Monday. I love it. They got the most catchy sayings in the world. And if they're really good and live up to it, they'll make a fortune just off their gear. But you go bankrupt if you got a lot of things that sound great, but you don't have the production. It doesn't match. So somebody has to say something. Owner has to say to head coach, okay, I know you had a plan. It doesn't always work. But can I ask something? And trust me, you've gone 100 miles around the lake in football knowledge than I am. When did you sense that we were having a problem blocking this guy? And based on his answer, I'm going to counter and go, what was your plan B? But at what point did you consider that your plan B was not working? And what was your plan A wasn't working. What was your plan B? That's fair. It's not being harsh. This is the way it goes. Chain of command questions. And all I'm telling you is that the good news is that it's week two. Game two, not game 12. Because if that's your action in game 12, guess where you'll be during the holidays, during the playoffs? You'll be a guest on this show. And we'll be evaluating somebody else. Okay, that's as tough as it'll get. Because I realize we lost the first five games. You can lose and flip the script. They got enough people to do it. But listening to the questions, where was Terry? Now you should ask him. How can Terry get something going if he's not in the game on a third down? That would be my question from the audience. And then, of course, the evaluation of what did you see? And Awad, shout out, man. He was, you know what I love about Awad? Awad just, he's exactly where he wants to be, doing exactly what he wants to do. Can you imagine waking up every day as excited as Awad is about this football team? I love it. You know why? Because it's real. He's in Green Bay. He probably would have taken the bus to get there. And I know that Lambeau experience is magnificent. I've had horrible experience there. Broke my arm. Well, I didn't break it, but they did it for me. Been knocked out there. I didn't knock myself out. They did it for me. We lost the game and damn near scored 100 points. So I've had some. The Lambeau experience has been rotten personally, but it's a great experience. And Awad couldn't have tied it up. If he doesn't get a group together to go to a visit to an opponent's game, then somebody is not as entrepreneurial as I think they are. Because I enjoyed that, big fella. Keep doing what you got going. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. This is not, this is how, you got to bounce back. This is not a crying session. Please don't call me here. If you're not a real coach, then don't do the coaching thing. Do the fan thing and how, what your eyes told you. Because none of us are coaches. We ain't been through one game plan. We've done none of that. So save that for that big guy show. What I want to know right now is that what did your eyes see? What is your heart telling you about this week two performance? Let's go out to Kakalaki. Doctor Sabal, how are you?
Hey there, Doc. Wow, thanks for getting me so quickly, man. I knew you were on, so I said, I got to call. I sent you pictures of my dogs. They got the Tar Heel girl on today. Tomorrow will be the Redskins.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Tar Heels, they so suck. But that's all right. I'm still going to love them, just like I love my Redskins, yeah. Even though, you know, they're not really my Redskins anymore. All right, what did I see? This is what I saw. I saw a controlled rush from Green Bay. And, you know, I don't know if I told you or Chris, but I've been telling everybody I know what the Redskins have been doing with Jaden Daniels is on third and long or obvious passing downs. They do a five-step drop, send everybody deep, and then he goes through a little crack and he's gone, the run. He's not really looking to throw unless, like, the first guy's wide open. So I think the teams now know this. And what I noticed by Green Bay is they had that control rush. Nobody ever ran by him. There was no crease. And instead of him, like, noticing, oh, wait, I can't run, now he's missing people that were open. I saw some stuff on the Twitter. There was people open. Terry was open a couple of times, and he didn't throw it to him, or he threw it somewhere else, or he took a sack. So what I'm worried about, okay, on offense is when you take away the superpower of the quarterback that is escaping, you can't rely on escaping. You must sit in the pocket, go through your reads, and pass the ball. And that's what I'm worried about here. It's like a defense sort of holding their hat on turnovers. Too inconsistent. You have to be good on every down. And that's what I want for my quarterback. I don't want to rely on you escaping and running. Because what happened if you can't escape? To me, the best run of the night was from the other quarterback. He's the one that did the best run. But that was an actual, like, scramble. He didn't already have it in his mind, I'm going to run and pretend like I'm going to pass. Does that make sense, Doc, or am I making crazy?
No. Everybody's right as long as you're not talking actual plays, because we don't know their play. We don't know what they've decided to do. His effort, you know, his heart's in the right place. He had so much pressure. It was quick pressure. Mm-hmm. And, again, I don't think it's being unfair to ask the question, did you not anticipate that this kid is special? He's a freak. And I think we'd approach it like he's normal. He's abnormal. Well, you
well,
said Bates
abnormal
got hurt.
Speed-wise.
Well, no, they said Bates
he's
got
abnormal
hurt.
Speed-wise, right?
Yeah, but his, that's
the
how quickest.
How is he abnormal the other way? Like, how is he special the other way?
His
like
speed?
Reading defenses and
I'm talking about Parsons. I'm not talking about quarterback.
Of course. Yeah. But Parsons has a lot of good guys on his team, too. And,
yeah,
you know,
got
that coach is pretty
him.
Good.
Yeah, he's
another Redskin tree. But
yeah,
one more
best.
Thing, Doc, I'll say is, you know, they talk about sophomore slump, and I don't know if it's a slump, it's just an adjustment. Look at Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels. They both had very, very good.
Yeah.
Very
I like Bo.
I mean, I think Bo Nix threw more touchdown passes than Jaden.
I like Bo.
And now you are expected to do better. That's hard on anybody. And to me, like I said, we are the chasee now. We're not the chaser. We aren't playing with house money. We played scare now. Now we're punting and kicking field goals on fourth down. We should just go for it. But now we feel like we have something to lose. And if we keep playing like this year, my prediction that we won't be in the playoffs may come true. And I'm worried about that.
Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you, Doc. Love you.
1-800-636-1067. This is, again, it was obvious. We saw what happened, and we're reacting to it. But no coaching, please. Because our eyes don't lie. We have no idea what their general plan was. You cannot like it. I didn't like it. I didn't like our reaction to what happened. Don't tell me somebody got hurt. You're in the what am I going to do when somebody gets hurt business. So what the hell does that mean? Larry in La Plata, welcome to OT. What's up, Larry? There you go, Larry. Hey, Larry.
Yes, yeah, how are you, Doc?
I've been better.
No, I hear you, brother. I'm going to get into the coaching speak, but here's what I saw very quickly. I know you're going into break. A lack of intensity getting off the plane. And I'm afraid there's a prevailing opinion or an attitude on that team that, hey, the 85 is going to bail us out at the end. And that's starting to worry me a little bit. Anyway, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Thank you. It is normal. When you play with someone that is exceptional, I mean, we had, like, you got John Riggins on your side. You do feel a little invincible in that you got a guy that can bail you out. If you have an experience, you got James Arthur Monk. On third down, you know, you feel kind of like, maybe we got this. It's not wrong to lean on great players. But it's as hard for me to make you great after 1 year. This is the year that you start to establish all that. And what is great? I need you to help us win the game, which he usually does. But he can't do it alone. Maybe it was a wake-up call. He can't do it if you don't block. He can't do it if you don't set a scheme that puts him in an advantageous position. Sometimes you just get your ass kicked. Sometimes you just get out-coached. You get out-played. You get everything. But if I'm looking at the score, I'm not afraid to play him again. I'd play him next week. Again, not a problem. But we have to be different. We have to understand what we did stinks. The question is, how do you correct it? How do you correct it? That's the question that we'll deal with up until we kick this bad boy off. And we got a lot of people. You know Tischler will be here today. And you know what that means. Because he and I, we were talking about these big lines. We lost the line of scrimmage. Skeletos and heels. Donna's going to be here with us. These people had the hardest assignment on the planet. And, of course, things that make you go, coming up next. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
DOC, Metal. Metal showed me a beautiful picture of his two dreams, his two doll babies. And the toddler must have been on her knees, and the oldest was sitting down. The toddler looked enormous. I said, what? I couldn't believe. How could she be that big at his age? Obviously, I got him switched around. One was on her knees, the other was sitting down. That freaked
they're
me out.
They're at a table, just so people know. They're at a table, so he couldn't see, like, below their waists,
and
basically.
I was like, because I'm thinking, you know, man, it blew me away. Because one of them, somebody's got to be 6'2", 6'3". One of them has got to do that.
Yeah, they're going to be tall girls. I know that.
No question about that. Yeah. But that freaked me out. I was like, wow. You know, it's we're going to have days like this. You know what is good about this? Is that we're so early on, and we're not going to fake ourselves out. Just, again, you have to, and I know it's not easy, but having won and lost, losing in this league, you learn more damn near than you do winning. The first thing you got to do is not fake yourself out. Trust me, your eyes don't lie. You know daggone well when you don't win the line of scrimmage on either side, we got a problem. That tight end, seriously. Now, they've had some really good ones over the years. But I'm thinking, is this dude Tony Gonzalez? I mean, I knew he had some game. I saw him last year. I think he got nicked up a little bit. But you don't want to see anybody have that kind of game against you. Because we're telling you two things. One, you can't stop him. And you can't get to the quarterback to stop him. I just want to know what your reaction was to the game in terms of when did you feel like that we were not going to win? When did your spirit leave your body to say, you all dressed up in blue, burgundy, and gold, but you already know this dog is not going to hunt for you today? When did that happen? Jonesy, welcome.
T-Boy of the K-9s, good afternoon, okay? Here's where we begin, and this is what was missing. You're right. There was no plan B. You know, that's on them, because you had to have a plan B with Michael Parsons on the team. Connelly needed help. I saw no help to practically the end of the game after the game was really lost. You had to have a plan B for a guy like that. Also, as far as it goes with the offense, that's just a reflection of no of OTAs over the course of the time that was needed between your A and B wide receivers with Terry and what's his name. And he was hurt, so I can't get but so mad at that guy, Brown. But that is only game two. I'm not tripping. I'm not pressing the panic button like underscore N-E-L-L.
Oh,
not
yeah,
right
B.
now.
Yeah, N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P.
Yeah, underscore yeah. B-T-P.
Underscore. Don't forget the underscore.
Yes,
I appreciate
sir.
You, brother. I appreciate
Indeed.
You. Got to get this mark. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. This is not all this is a reality session. They have a deal. They call it Tell the Truth Monday. It's Tell the Truth Saturday. Back in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
12:33 here in the nation's capital, and it's somewhat somber. It's reality. I like the fact that we don't like when we don't win. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, how would the hell I'd be tearing this studio up right now if people had that we don't care mode. Everybody cares. Everybody's kind of kicked in the gut a little bit with this. We like the fact that we can strut our stuff now, do the peacock move. It's been fun, but it has been. And so what's what we got to shift to? And I know somebody right now who's so competitive. Sometimes she needs to probably take a sedative or something to calm her down. But Hopkins, how in the hell did you survive that one? All I was thinking about was I know you were fighting mad.
Oh, Rick, fighting mad. I'm still not over it because I said, how in the world do you go up there looking like that on both sides of the ball? Everybody is saying that the Commanders was in the game, per se, some, but they I mean, to me, nothing went right in that game for the Commanders overall. When you kind of like look at what you expect from this team, taken from week one, they were beat on both sides of the ball, and that is why I'm so upset, because in the trenches that we talk about over and over, the Packers beat the Commanders in the trenches, and they had two offensive linemen gone on their side of the ball. What? And what I saw,
I was hoping you wouldn't say that. I was hoping you'd forget that they were shorthanded.
No.
I, you know what
no,
I said?
Man.
You know what? I'm not even going to throw that into the equation. Mitch Tischler, the big fella, you know, we do O-line, D-line. Mm-hmm. And I know, I mean, we lost the line of scrimmage on both sides. And I said today, you know what? I don't have to bring it up, the fact that Green Bay played with two backups. You know, maybe I'll just hold that back and not pour on. You know, not just pile drive my people. But you know what? You came out throwing a hook. That was demoralizing.
Yeah, and Rick, I mean, when I look at, because that's where it was going to be won at, there. And taking nothing from Green Bay, because they showed you they are solid on the defensive side of the ball, up front, in the back area. I mean, they took away everything offensively from the Commanders, and they looked like they knew exactly every play that the Commanders was going to call, because they snuffed it out. And then on the other side, with the offensive line going up against your defensive line, and what I saw in them just pushing them around up front. But I want to kind of like shout out the fact that, you know, as far as Wise and Eckler and the injuries that the Commanders sustained, that was mind-blowing right there. Oh, so I, yeah, you know, really pray for those guys as far as their recoveries and everything. And moving on, the Commanders have a lot of things to get right before they play the Raiders this week. And it starts with, on the defensive side of the ball, tight ends, Doc, give them so much fit, because with what Tucker Kraft did, I mean, over and over, they went in the middle. Jordan Love, excellent game. They went in the middle and tore the Commanders apart with their tight end. They could not cover the tight end. And that, to me, is concerning on the defensive side of the ball, is you're going to face another good tight end this week when you face the Raiders.
Yeah, and a lot of times you look at, they have Ertz to go up against. They have Ertz to see. But this kid was a different model. Cynic would have been the guy probably in practice that should have been able to give them an indication of what kind of speed and size they were going to deal with. They just were ill-prepared. Or this dude right now is going to be the next Gonzalez, Tony Gonzalez, because that was frightening. And he did it with frequency. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. So they're shorthanded, and our defensive line, new and improved, couple rebuilt parts, one out now for the season. And it also just came down that Eckler's out for the season. And these two groins. Now, you there every day. You boot Skeletos on the ground every day. The way they stretch, the way they warm up is as detail as any group I've ever seen. And we get two groins, and that's not uncommon early in the year. But you know how prepared these people. They don't rush to win. They do it the right way. Was that just we just luck of the snail or what?
Yeah, Rick, what happens is, we talk about this over and over, this soft football in training camp and everything, where you could not hit. You all were banging in training camp the whole time, in pads the whole time, double practices the whole time. So when you have these kind of injuries, with the growing injuries, the hamstrings, the soft tissue injuries, it's a result of all of that, because your body is not used to it. I always say, the way it's set up right now, it takes 3 weeks before everybody clicks into gear. Even the Commanders last year, it took up until the week three when we saw them explode out of the gates and everything. Because when you look at this game, 11 yards total in the first quarter for the Commanders. They could not get anything going until late in the fourth quarter as far as touchdowns and everything. And that the defense of the Packers was relentless. I mean, they were in Jaden's face running. And then Parsons, how the Cowboys let him get away, I'll never know, because the speed right there and the way he was in the backfield over and over again, that's what I'm talking about. It's almost like, okay, were you all in our thought patterns? Because they felt like that they were right in their guts the whole time in that game. And the thing that I look at the Commanders on the opposite side is, they do have depth. We talk about the running game. It's going to have to go with the younger guys now. Bill
Bill and then Rodriguez, and then they're going to probably bring another person up, and Jeremy McNichols. But I do like the fact of the depth, but to lose a veteran like Eckler, it's big right there. I mean, if the dark cloud was over them, it was all over them that night because they could not even punch past to really get flowing. But to everybody is trying to spin this to say they were in the game, and yes, they were. But Rick, it was so many things that went wrong in that game that I can't give anybody a pass because I know this team is much better. Green Bay taking nothing from them because they're solid. But still, you have to be able to come out the gates better than what we saw Thursday night.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I didn't understand. I understand. I was just surprised that it was possible. And the Rams, just for those that don't know, Sean McVay, nobody plays. And they look like they have rabies. That's how hard as they play. So it's not like everybody is doing the push and pull, because they're not. So I'm just going to say fear is the best motivator that I've ever known. Fear of not making the playoffs. Fear of failure. This group has... I like what they do. I like the way, I just didn't like the results of that. So my question is, what's going to prohibit this from happening again? Are you going to flick a switch? I don't think so, but I do expect to see some structural changes. We have got to be a little bit more innovative, because that just is that scheme and that performance, it's unacceptable. And even if you come up with the best scheme in the world, if they counter you, make the adjustment. Where's the adjustment? Come on, we're better than this.
It wasn't on Thursday night because, you said, the way that the Packers offense ran, they were coming at there. They were no hot huddle offense. They were quick out passes, and the running game was really there also, 100 and some yards from that. So they were hitting the Commanders in all the spots that they probably surveyed in their first game against the Giants, because they said, and then you can't take this away. Tackling for the Commanders was awful. And that's something that they pride themselves in wrapping up guys. They did not do that. But Rick, if it was anything great to take away from this, it's the locker room after the game was over. That is what I like to see in that locker room, because guys were sitting around almost like in disbelief that happened to them, but mad at the same moment because they weren't talking. I mean, I was walking around trying to get to talk to guys, and the guys that I talked to and Debo Samuels talked about, I don't like to lose at all. I like that because I don't like to lose at nothing either.
Yeah.
But the locker room that I saw after the game gave me great hope that they're going to clean it up this week, because it was no laughter or any of those things. It was physically, when I looked at the offensive line, they were sitting there, they were chatting among each other. And that's what I like to see in there, is what I saw in that locker room after the game, because it was like, if I was mad, they probably was even madder of the fact that we got to get this right. And that's what I like about that people probably won't mention, is what do you see after a game like that in the locker room? And what I saw was a team that say, man, we got beat up and we got to get it right quick, and we're mad about it. I'm mad about it.
Yeah, it's no marketing needed for this next one. Nothing. I mean, because people just – and everybody is due one. You hope that your one that you need to pass on happens like week 11, week 12, but it's week two.
It's week two.
There's
plenty of football to be played. And I like what Jayden Daniel said after the game. They just play better than us. It's nothing more to say. I mean, bottom line, it is nothing more to say, is they play better than the Commanders on all fronts.
Yeah, and it's not like stage fright, because you made it to the NFC Championship. So Thursday night, Monday night, Sunday night, it don't matter. It was just the plan. And I don't expect you to be perfect. but I do expect you to react to something that you don't like faster. Okay, Parsons is a problem. Well, then, what's your adjustment? You get the quarterback beat up like a bongo drum? Are you telling me we can't run towards him? We can't put him in an option position? What is your plan B?
B, C, and D also, because you have to have a plan, not just a B, Doc. You have to have a C and a D.
You're right. That boy bad.
That defense was.
And boy, I know McGee. I can't wait to hear Tony McGee Pro Football Plus, because he's going to some way find a way to mention Parsons and his game having similarities. Watch.
Yeah, but Rick, as they say, it's don't push the panic button. That's what the team was saying. Don't push the panic button, because I don't think they need to be panicked. They just need the realization, which they already know, that we cannot afford to let our game in all phases be broke down that much.
Yeah, and that's cool. And I like it like that. Early on, again, we went 0-5. You can have your best year. You can win the Super Bowl. But what you have to do is accept your medicine. Don't talk your way out of this. No excuses. Accept it and then move on. Because if I start hearing you backpedaling doing that Michael Jackson deal, I'm going to lose a lot of respect for you. Because this was point blank. Physically, you got mauled. And just take all that out on the Raiders. Because that's all. I really don't want to hear from you. I just want to see you work.
Yeah, clean up a lot of mistakes. And it's mistakes that can be cleaned up.
Yeah.
Being the tackling on the defensive side of the ball, the penalties, they cut those down, but it was some big penalties still. You know, that should be cleaned up also. But they got 10 days, and it's going to be 10 days that they need to get bodies rested, healed, and ready for the Raiders, because the Raiders are going to be coming in here already looking at areas that they can expose the Commanders.
Yeah, like we're vulnerable. Crosby, what does he have in common? He's just as wild as number one. You got back-to-back freaks. So, really, you had a warm-up. If they leave the baby out there, he'll be okay. But he got to be able to learn from this, because this may not be the last time you get that kind of pressure. I just hope it's the last time that we don't adjust to somebody bringing you fire. Where the hell was the adjustment? Where's the help? You going to just let a dude out there in his first damn season going up against a freak? And you just leave him alone?
I'm like you. Where was the adjustments? Even when you came out at halftime, you went in at a halftime, and you were going to get the ball when you came back out. So my thing is, where was the adjustments on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball? Because you have to be able to make those on a fly. And that's the thing that I did not see in the game, is the adjustments on point, where I think that in that game, the first game, they made some key adjustments, and a secondary that was not giving up anything in week one. But I had said during the week that this game was one where they were going to have multiple weapons to cover in the secondary for the Commanders, and this was going to be a good test for them. And it was, and we saw what happened. So those adjustments have to be made in the secondary again, because you're going to meet multiple offenses that got multiple weapons.
Gonna be a good deal. We appreciate your work. Recover from the trip to Green Bay and tell that old guy, with the silver beard, that we expect him to have his best show of the season.
I will definitely be on him.
All right, good deal. Thank you, Donna.
Always good. See you all.
All right, Skeletos on the ground. And that is Donna Hopkins and Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus. They've been rolling out some great work, too. Check them out. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and y'all have been real patient. We'll get you back up and put you center stage. JT, Bonesy, Big Tony. Oh, Metal, do not accept Big Tony's phone call today. He is banned from this program. Back in a moment. Welcome back. Oh, boy. Following a defeat. Not easy, but somebody's got to do it. And we have to make that adjustment. The past is in the past. This is a different team. Who knows? It might end up being better, but it may not. It's all based on next man up mindset. And this is one that you got to get it done. Eckler, man, love this dude. And if you haven't heard him when he was on Grant and Danny, then you're really missing good programming. It's excellent. It was excellent. And who knows? Maybe he still gets it done. But I got to believe that this kid's, he's a grown-ass man, but his journey, he's had to show so much maturity. The injuries, when he's healthy, he's one of the best people in the world at what he does. Scores a lot of touchdowns. It's going to be tough. You know, Dedrick Wise, when you come to a new team, you want to establish yourself. He did in camp. I mean, it was promising. Now he's out. Bates got the bag. People love him. His contribution cannot go unnoticed. And then Noah Brown. When Noah's healthy, he's a dude. But his just body has been playing tricks on him. So what happens now? Opportunity of a lifetime. Who's next? Who wants to be a star? Who wants to be a part of something big? That's where we are right now. And Jonesy, you hit me up on X, and I really appreciate that. And I agree with everything that you said, but this is up to every individual to look at where he's at and decide that they want to do something different. There's no excuse to get caught off guard. You said last week it was against Tampa, but they came back. They bounced back, but it's a different squad, man. And complacency can't sit in when people start licking you like a lollipop. Now you got to come back and get that dog back in you. We'll see. JT in Centerville. Welcome.
You stop pulling, and you stop looking hard. Yeah.
JT.
Hello?
You're live, JT. Yeah, oh. I know you don't want that out to the world. Sorry. That's all over the world JT.
Man, I'm out here to coach my little league football team, man. We warming up for the game.
All right, good deal.
I was talking to one of the coaches. Listen, man, everybody got to realize it's 31 other teams in the league that's going to have a game just like Washington had Thursday night. It happens to every team. Now, is it going to be as bad as Washington? Maybe not. But you know what? At home at Green Bay, they just didn't show up for whatever reason. You know, you had the guest on that said she was glad the locker room was quiet. Only reason the locker room was quiet because they couldn't get in their car and go home. They got their butts whipped. They need to take it on the chin, come back to work. Let's go to work. Now, Trey Amos, I'm going to call him out because when Jordan Love ran him over, think if Sean Taylor was running at him. Jordan Love don't even try to make that run. You got to put punishment on him, and you take that 15-yard penalty, but you let him know you ain't doing it again.
No, I know where you're coming from. I know where you're coming from. But, man, we can't compare anybody to Sean.
No, you can't. No. Trust me. I know you can't compare nobody to Sean.
All I'm saying is that's a one of a kind. That's like Dick Butkus.
Yes.
That's Ray Lewis.
Absolutely.
That's London Fletcher. You can't.
But, Doc, you tell me. If he put a real hit on Love, is Love running that ball anymore the rest of the game?
No. Love challenged. It was a manhood issue.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's straight
Absolutely.
Up. You got to get Love. Give him the belt.
I got full confidence in my boys because of what I saw last year. They don't give up. The coaching is good, but let's call it like it is. They were out-coached.
Yep.
They were out-schemed.
Yep. I like to say out-schemed. Yeah, out-schemed is the way to go. Coach, good luck today on your game, man. Don't come up short. Right. We're going to send somebody to put eyeballs on your game.
Hey, look, Doc, I got 11 boys with 2 sideline boys, and I got 9 of them playing both ways.
All right,
12
good for
years. They don't listen,
Let us
but they
know
try.
What the outcome is. We'll holler at you.
I will do.
All right,
Thank
top
you,
of the break we go. We attack the 1 o'clock hour. Lines will be wide open. It's just, as the old legend Beatrice says, just you and me. Let's do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.